This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 38 for Monday, August 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures attempted to recover from losses on Monday after giving up the gains they had this morning. The November canola contract slips $2.20 at $809.10 per ton, and the January contract loses $2.70 at $815.80 per ton. The vegetable oils are losing ground as global crude oil prices are narrowly mixed. Chicago soy oil is firm while soybeans and soy meal are higher. Malaysian palm oil is down, but there are slight upticks in European rapeseed. An analyst says the nearby November canola contract has been slowly grinding its way to $840 per ton, but needs more support from comparable oils. A boost could come from Tuesday's Stat Canada production report. The average trade guess is 17.4 million tons of canola versus the 18.8 million forecast by Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada and the 19 million by the United States Department of Agriculture. The Canadian dollar is unchanged on Monday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.5 U.S. cents. Hot and dry weather is forecast for the western half of the U.S. Corn Belt this week, already intensifying the threats to soybeans and corn. The USDA announces two private sales. One is for 123,000 tons of corn to Mexico, and the other is for 296,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. The USDA reports export inspections for the week ending August 24th include more than 322,000 tons of soybeans, a pinch higher from last week. Corn comes in at 597,000 tons, and wheat is over 390,000 tons, both higher than a week ago. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday. The November contract advances 18 cents at $14.06 per bushel. October soy oil is virtually unchanged at 64.96 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal tacks on $2.20 at $419.70 per short ton. Corn is higher as its December contract adds 8 cents at $4.96 per bushel. Oats are higher as well, with its December contract up 5 cents at $5.06. The U.S. wheat complex pulls back, with Chicago December down a nickel at $6.17. Kansas City December falls 15 cents at $7.50. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses a dime at $7.92. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, August 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.